This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendo. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. The power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use that power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. The power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite!
Hey folks, welcome back. Here on the Corporation Nation, and today with me is Walter Burian of CAFR1.com. Walter, I wanted to get back into the gold aspect here, because I find this very, very fascinating subject. I want to read again from the Federal Reserve, where it says, the Congress has specified that the Federal Reserve banks must hold collateral equal in value to the Federal Reserve notes that the Federal Reserve banks put into circulation. Okay, and then again, from the comprehensive annual financial statement, for the Fed, which states that gold certificates were valued at $11 billion as of September 30th, 2010, which are included in Note 19. Treasury may redeem the gold certificates at any time. That's about all that matters in this point. So the question for you.
Keep in mind that the T-bills they're holding are also considered collateral.
Right, right. There's a lot of things that are actually listed as collateral in the report. Foreign currency is another aspect of that. But what I wanted you to explain to people, because I found this to be the ultimate fraud. So you got a bunch of gold sitting in the vaults of the Treasury.
Right, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the physical gold sitting in the Treasury. It doesn't matter if it's out of the Treasury. The Federal Reserve owns it all by those gold certificates that were issued.
Right, now, right.
Since 63-64, the Federal Reserve was swapping those gold certificates back and forth, you know, trading them and making a bloody fortune. Well, you know, I kind of passed the word in 2000 to many circles, and Congress actually got their act together. And in 2000, they passed a law that any profit the Federal Reserve made from trading the gold had to be deposited back in the U.S. Treasury. Yes. So at least so they did take a protective step there.
Right, right. So what you're saying basically is, like I said, the gold is sitting there. The value of the gold is portrayed in these, like kind of like the fiat currency, but it's portrayed in these, or it's evidenced in these certificates. And was it the Federal Reserve that was actually using those again to collateralize other dealings and making a fortune. And they were using it probably, I would imagine, at whatever the statutory or the
they would loan out the gold, you know, based on the gold certificates. You know, they were cross
trading paper.
Yeah, they were cross swapping trading paper back and forth. And keep in mind, they control the price. I mean, the institutional government investment funds on the derivative activity, they can roll the price of gold up, they can roll the price of gold down, they can roll the price of any commodities up or down. They can intervene to suppress oil prices if they wanted to, or run them right through the roof. And they profit whether it's going up or going down. On the derivatives market, which I was a commodity trading advisor for about 14 years and traded for over 35, most people make the big money on the downside. Yeah, the public only knows how to buy because in their brains they say, well, if I buy a 1957 Chevy, fix it up, and then sell it at three times the value, I made money. You buy and sell. Well, on the derivatives market, you can buy or sell first. And if you want to drive a price down, cause a collapse, you go heavily short, then drive the price down, it collapses. You know, you may lose on your physical holdings, but you make equally on your short derivative position. So, whether it be the dollar, the stock indexes, or anything else, they drive them up, they drive them down, they profit on both the.
And that's not to say that that just happens in the U.S. market alone. And I mean, you've told me this before that basically, if they want to transfer out some money on the books, they can simply lose the money in dollars, create an offshore account that does the opposite investment and takes all that money through the trade, the commodities trade or whatever, right. And all of a sudden you have an offshore corporation that has all the money that once was in government's hands. Now it's in a government-owned corporation on the other side of the world, right. And it's erased off the books in America.
And a quick note I was thinking of when we were on break there, people look at the United States as, welfare society, food stamps, all this money, hundreds of billions of dollars going out for support payments for a lot of people in the population. Well, they don't see the common denominator reality. What's happening there is the government, enjoys sending out that money because that money is spent and thus raises their profits on their investment holdings. So, in reality, for all that money that's doled out to the population, it comes right back into the government investment portfolios, which then generates more taxes for them and more investment profits. I mean, and the common denominator equation is kept out of the brains of the population. Right. Now, as I mentioned, the Comprehensive Annual Finance Report, not a word. I mean, it was the largest cooperative effort for non-disclosure that's taken place, I would figure, on the planet to date. And, they had the full cooperation, syndicated media, controlled education, both political parties. Yeah, you don't see Rush Limbaugh coming out saying, I've been looking at these CAFR things, and our state was saying they're $700 million short in their budget, and I just looked at the CAFR, they're about $5 billion in the black. he'd find himself getting drug out into the back alley, watered on, and, lose his radio broadcasting show because he broke.
I'll tell you, I've called into quite a few mainstream radio shows and have been cut off, and my voice never hit the air when I'm trying to talk about that. So I fully concur there.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh is about a 45-second delay on his radio show.
Sure.
And there have been thousands of people that have called in to try to mention the CAFR. Second they do, snip. Never hits the air.
Well, and I'd invite the audience now that you've heard this to go ahead and do that, just to see for yourself how controlled that information is. And I also want to say, you say it's the cooperation of the media and everybody else, but it's also the cooperation, unfortunately and ironically, it's the cooperation of the people, because through our ignorance, through the purposeful obfuscation of this information, we give our consent for all of this to happen. Even the pensioners out there, by donating your money to these government pensions, we are also building up
the power bases.
That also gives government the excuse to match those funds with taxpayer money, which is in the trillions each year. So it's a consensual thing by the people too. And I just want to make that clear. Now I wanted to.
Can I sneak in a quick note?
Sure.
Yeah, about a little over a year ago, I did a two-hour show with George Norrie on Coast to Coast.
Yes.
And the most important point I brought up during that two-hour show, I said, George, do you know how I can steal, the easiest way for me to steal $100,000 from you? And his first response was, tax me. I said, no, there's a much easier way. And he goes, what's that, Walter? I said, if you didn't know you had it in the first place. That sunk in.
Yeah, that's it right there. If you don't know the money and the investments exist, then how can you possibly do anything about it, right?
And that's why I never repeat, never mentioned, never word for 65, 70 years. I mean, if the public was seeing the growth, seeing the expansion, they would have stopped it. And on the aspect of expansion, you know, I looked at Arizona 1983 on their capper. It was about a $1 billion service budget. Jump ahead 2008. Yeah, they're up to about $62 billion, 6,000% increase. The population doubled during that time period, so let's knock it down to 3,000%. And the personal income. We'll cover this on the coming back from the break.
Absolutely. All right, guys, stay with us. You're in the Corporation Nation here on RBN. We'll be back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is this real, 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 or is this just a ride? The world is like a ride. You think it's real, it's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice between fear and love. The world is like a ride. You think it's real, just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice between fear and love. Life goes up and down, round and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored. It's up and down, round and round, and it's very loud, loud. Don't worry, don't be afraid, be afraid. It's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want.
All right, folks, welcome back. Again, you're on the Corporation Nation. Again, we're with Walter Burian of CafferOne.com. I highly suggest you peruse his website, and if you can, support his efforts. We're going to talk about what he's trying to do to harness all of this corruption and bring it back to the people in the next couple segments here. But and we'll also take calls next segment. Walter, go ahead and finish what you were your thoughts there.
Well, just a key point. I never like to call it corruption, even though it is. But you know, in reality, what it is greed and opportunity running unrestrained, with the public sitting off in La La Land, being masterfully entertained, looking in left field as the government boys are doing everything in right field, and they make sure the public is constantly distracted looking in left field, so they never have a clue of the basics. And keep in mind, these are all basics. But going back to Arizona, you know, they increased the take by about 6,000% in 25 years. Population increased doubled, so it's knocked down to 3,000%. And personal income went from about 10,100 to 30,000, 10,800 to 30,000. But then if you take off the, extra taxes, fines, and fees and everything else, let's make it a 200% increase. So, 1,500% increase of the take. So a 15-to-1 ratio. You know, government expanded their take compared to the population's income by a 15-to-1 ratio. That's unsustainable. And it's the standard across the country. Did you ever hear your politicians saying, well, we're short $700 million on our state budget this year? And ever did you ever hear a mention? Let's see, last 4 years ago we were bringing in $22 billion. This year we're bringing in $28 billion, and the reason we're $700 million short is, we spent $9 billion. they're not going to qualify the degree of the increase of the take. And if you look at the intrinsic, very important point here. If you look at the, I hear people always saying, "Well, the dollar is devalued." If you look at 1919, and now, I mean, the dollar is. Well, the one factor they're not throwing into the equation, if you looked at 1919, the intrinsic value, goods, possessions, property, you know, if you had a 1,200 square foot home, you're living in a mansion back in 1919, one out of, five families had a car, your horse and carriage had value. But, you know, if you look at the increase in the intrinsic value, large houses, companies, businesses, developments, infrastructure, the intrinsic value has probably increased by about 2,000% since 1919 till current. And, you know, during that time period, you know, the dollar, you know, devalued, you know, X percentage.
Sure, and is it important to say that that couldn't have been accomplished, all these wonderful things that
right.
we...
Without gold.
If
we're using gold, no way in hell, it would never have happened. Government, though, on the greed and opportunity principle, hey, we're investing 5% a year. Hey, look how much we have after 10 years. Look how much we have after 40 years. Hey, we took over the friggin' world. Collectively, like I said, 5% a year is only so many nickels and a dollar. And, they worked on their strategy, then by the 80s to start taking over internationally. China already tied the hands, so we were taking over the Chinese economy. And 2 years ago, the Chinese stopped any further investments from collective U.S. government or government-controlled corporations in China. They, for about a year, you couldn't invest any more money in China. Then the Chinese, being smart little cookies, reopened up the investment stream by saying, well, you can invest in China now, but under one condition. The Chinese government must have matching investments. So if we own 30% of a company, the Chinese government has to own 30% of a company. India, we were taking over the derivatives market. We're rolling it up, rolling it down, liquidating everybody else and their money. The Indian government came in and put in some severe and restrictive new laws on their derivative market regarding monitoring U.S. government funds and activities on their derivative market. A few controls. Yeah, so I go back to those two words, greed and opportunity. You know, when the public's being entertained off in la-la land in left field, they're conducting all the business as usual in right field. And keep in mind, government shill agents and government distraction is to talk about anything else except the basics. And in fact, what they like to do is promote debt, debt, debt. Oh my God, we're in debt. You know, picture if you had a neighbor and he's constantly knocking on your door. Can I borrow $500? Can I borrow $1,000? Can I borrow $5,000? Yeah, you'd avoid him like the plague. You know, if you thought he was knocking on your door, you'd cringe. Governments, cities, counties, states, they do the exact same thing.
And they don't ask.
Yeah, and it has a very good psychological effect to their benefit. It causes people to back off. I don't want to hear it. Back off. Get away from me. I don't want to know. You're taking more and more and more. I can't handle anymore. And they block it out of their mind. Now, if you had the population sitting there, hey, look, our city's sitting on a $750 million reclamation fund for the garbage dump. They have, they're overfunded by $13 billion in their pension funds. They increased their take by 500% in the last 3 years. You know, the public, all of a sudden, what? They're going to start looking. They're going to start digging. They're going to start turning over rocks, which is the worst scenario for government. So that's why never a mention, never a peep, never a word. Constantly keep the public off in la-la land, looking at the exact opposite of reality. And if you keep it down to the basics, you know, look at you know, your city or your school district. See how much they've increased their take over 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. How much they've increased their investment capital. What little liability funds they've been snatching away.
To put it easily, very important point.
Okay, the government was not supposed to operate at a profit. The way they got around that was if the city made a $100 million profit for the year from any of its operations, all they do is they'll take the $100 million, deposit it into a liability account, or create a new liability account, stroke of a pen, move it over to the liability account, and poof, there goes a $100 million profit now designated as a liability. This is why you hear all these cities, counties, and states, oh, we have this liability, that liability, oh. And most of these liabilities are actually accounts they've created to be able to transfer their profits into as a holding grounds farm.
Right. So the simple way to say it is simply that the budget report comes out every year, and that shows the basically
a selectively created document that shows a one-year projection of income and cost on that selected presentation.
Right.
You can equate it to the budget for operating your house.
So it's basically it's basically the government saying, here's our checking account, don't pay attention to anything else. Meanwhile, in the CAFR, you see the savings account, the investment portfolio, you see everything
else. Not for a year, but what's developed maybe for 100 years, 150 years.
Yeah. Okay. So you got all these bonds.
It's the difference between your statement of net worth and your budget for operating your house.
Exactly.
And it's not, people call it two sets of books. It's not two sets of books. It is the book. You know, if you look at a CAFR, it shows the budget in it and everything else. You know, so the budget's an inferior document.
Yeah.
And that's why also the CAFR never mentioned, never repeat, never a word. And due to the money involved, keep in mind the corporate, the IBMs, the Apples, and everybody else, they're all bidding for the government investment funds. The government already owns a good chunk of their corporations.
And
so
remember,
they're not going to mention, they're going to keep quiet.
Remember, folks, if you were to present to the IRS your budget report instead of your comprehensive annual financial report, you'd be in jail tomorrow. Government has different rules than us because they are the rule makers. They make their own rules and they can break them.
And look at the wealth involved.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as a US crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion despite protests and clashes in Athens streets, the IMF...
All right, folks. Welcome back. Again, you've reached the Corporation Nation. With us is Walter Buren today. Now, Walter, I want to get to your TRFs, and I also want to take a couple calls. So let me just run this down real quick, and you give me any corrections or additions to this. Now, as far as your gold article, which I highly recommend people read, the 50-year plan, so you want a gold-backed currency. Basically, what we're saying here is the government has been over many years, 50 years, basically been hoarding gold, buying gold, creating new mining companies to mine new gold so that it can buy more gold. It has been hoarding it and now owns between governments, corporations,
large families,
wealthy families. You're basically saying that about
85% of the physical gold.
Right. So the people have their little trinkets every here and there. What you're saying is that now that they have such control over this massive commodity.
And they've created on paper the value of gold. Now keep in mind, they can't sell it. If they try to move 10% of the physical gold that they have, there's very, very little actual gold being bought and sold.
Sure.
At these high prices, you know. And if they try to unload 10%, I mean, the price would collapse down, I mean, $400 overnight and then $200. So the culmination of the 50-year plan, which, by the way, from my front page, you have to click on the articles page. Then on the articles page, you'll see as you scroll down, you'll see a big stack of gold bullion, and that's the article. But the to be able to unload the fiscal to culminate their 50-year plan, they have to be able to viably be able to sell it. And the only way they're going to be able to do that is if they can create a gold-backed country, a currency, in a large industrialized nation, group of nations. So, you know, what I'm expecting, you know, my guess is the Amaro that's been on the drawing board for the last 15 years will probably come out and they'll announce that it'll be a gold-backed currency. Now, you know, if they issue $1 billion of Amaro, they have to buy $1 billion in gold. If they issue $100 billion, $100 billion in gold. This way, it gives the viability to unload. You know, now they can sell 10%, 15%, 20%, 25%, matching it with the purchases of the gold-backed currency. In other words, they're converting their gold into a sale, you know, for exchange on this currency. Then once they're done unloading, you know, which would be close to $1 trillion, $1.5 trillion in this new currency, and the price of gold will be up around $3,400, $3,200 at that point in time.
Sure.
Then the public becomes the bag holder. They're holding.
Well, and let's not forget who fixes the price of gold every day, which is the London Fixing, right?
Keep in mind they're fixing the price based on the trading activity, and the trading activity is very small compared to the actual physical gold stored all over the world. So, you know, if the people that owned all that physical gold tried to, you know, like I said, try to sell 10% of it, the price would collapse straight through the floor. So they don't. They've been inflating their book value, you know, up to $1,600 an ounce.
But they were able to hold it at a very, very low price for that 40 years until 9/11.
Yeah, their average purchase is probably between $134 and $174 an ounce. So, you know, they've locked in a 1,200% profit.
And then it was time to raise the price.
Yeah, but now for the 50-year plan to come to a close, they have to be able to unload it and, you know, to convert it from gold into some currency, Swiss franc, German mark, right, dollar, whatever. And, you know, by issuing that gold-backed currency, whoever's buying the gold-backed currency now will become the bag holder, holding it.
Well, sure.
They'll make an appreciation in the first, you know, 6 months, 7 months.
Maybe. What's ironic, though, is that the London Gold Market Fixing Limited, on the premises of M.M. Rothschild & Son, will still be fixing the price.
Yeah, well, you have the London Gold Fix, you have the New York Gold Fix, you have the Zurich Gold Fix, the Hong Kong Gold Fix.
They all have a conference call every day to see what they're gonna do with gold. The problem with that is that okay, now they've sold their gold, they've got massive wealth now. But what are they gonna do then? Are they gonna crash gold again and then rebuy gold and do the whole thing?
The public just bought it. The public converted. By buying the gold bank currency. I mean, they gave the ability for these large families, countries, and so forth to unload a good chunk of their physical gold by selling it to back the currency. And now the public becomes the bank holder. Now you'll see the other fiat currencies go up in value and the gold currency go down in value once the public is the bag holder. They get stuck again. But when we're on breaking in, I thought of a very important little exercise to give everyone. How many people have heard the expression, it's for the children? How many times have you heard that, Clint?
Yeah, absolutely. I call it the greatest political tool ever conceived, pun intended.
Yeah, last 70, 80 years. It's been the number one buzzword. It's for the children. Well, I'm going to give everybody a basic exercise. About 10, 11 months ago, I put out an email post. There was a school district up in upstate New York someone brought my attention to who had been raising their taxes for the school district. Well, I looked at the school district's CAFR, and I saw what their total budget was. I want everyone to do this for their school district. Okay, just look at what the budget is for the year. And then look, it shows total students, kindergarten, you know, through 12th grade, listed in the school district. Then take the total number of students and divide it by the budget of the school district, which will give you the average cost per student for the year. You know, and keep in mind, this is kindergarten through, you know, 12th grade. And for the school district in New York, it came out to $34,300, I think, per student.
All right, listen, Walter, I want to take some calls. And I also really want to give you a chance to go over your tax retirement funds. I think that's a very, you know, with all the problems.
We're back. I think Homeland Security didn't like what I was saying, and they cut the call for a second.
Well, you know, that'll be the third time on my show after less than 2 weeks that it's been cut off. So, hey.
It's a very important point, you know, because anyone can do this. Pull up your school. You know, everybody's been hearing, we need more money for the kids, and we need more money for the school district. Well, find out the basic fundamental reality. Get the school district's budget, look at the total number of students, divided by the school district's budget to come up with a cost per student. And on the short article I put out 10 months ago regarding this upstate New York school district, I put in the bottom line, $34,000 per student, should the kids kindergarten through high school be required to be gold-plated each year.
Yeah. Well, and then also picture in your mind what the old schoolhouses in the country looked like and think about the budget they had.
Yeah, well, when I looked at, 15 years ago, the Midwestern, Iowa, little mom-and-pop school districts, which had very low budgets and very low cost per student, were actually getting the highest rates and best results. The ones that had the most money flooding in were getting the worst results. And you have to look at basics. What are they doing? They're increasing and padding their own pockets using the buzzword, it's for the kids.
It's for the kids, for the children.
But you can do that basic exercise, so simple. I guarantee you, anyone listening to the show, no one's ever done that before. And it's so
Walter,
basic.
Listen up, man. No Child Left Behind, dude. What are you thinking?
Well, CORE, and how many people know CORE is a Indian, from India based corporation?
Yeah. Hey, listen, Ralph, I just want to take a call real quick. Rev from Colorado, you've been holding on like a champ. How you doing?
This is Bo Scout Rev team. We're known to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We've been on a document of the Department of Defense. This has everything to do with what you're talking about. 32 months on, and it's linked to twitter.com/ Bubba Scout Rev, known to U.S. We're approved by U.S. Army War College. This is by U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. What you're talking about, you can't get control of credit and debt. Therefore, you can't control any kind of, like, monetary fluctuations or, anyway, stability. That's what we're about, stability and order. And
I'll tell you what, say your website again, your Twitter. Was it Twitter?
Twitter.com/ Bubba Scout Rev. BUBBASCOUTREB for stability and order. It says so right on the official document, DODLive.mil, Chairman's Corner of the Joint Chiefs.
All right, man. Well, thanks for your call. I've got someone that has a question for Walter. Richard in Washington. Are you there, Richard?
Yeah. Now that I've got two of the greatest minds together, I want to present something. You both say definition of words is most important and follow the money. So in that trend of thinking, we had the Persian Empire and the Egyptian Empire kind of came together when Alexander the Great tried to conquer the world. We then had the words democracy, city-state, philanthropy created, and then he failed and Rome kind of took over from the Greeks. Now we have the word citizen come in, and we have a failure there, even though...
All right, Richard, hold on a second. We're coming to a break, and we'll let you finish that thought.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. Middle segment of the Corporation Nation today with Walter Burian, Richard in Washington. Hey, listen, we have very limited time, so if you have a question, please ask it.
And I have a comment for Richard after he gets done there.
Well, that's it. Just to finish up, we had the Roman Empire, Caesar's Messiah, so Titus was really Jesus.
And all right, listen, I'm going to let you go because you're not sticking to the subject here. You're not getting to your point. A complaint people make about me in my writing quite often, so don't be offended. If for callers in the future, please stick to the, try to make it a reasonable, try to use the time reasonably. Walter, what did you
Clint,
have to say?
Clint, yes, and I did pull one thing out of what Richard was saying, which brought to mind something I learned about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It just dawned on me. He was mentioning the Roman Empire.
Yes.
Which I think was in existence for about 625 years before it, collapsed. But, the Roman Empire took over 2/3 of the known world during their reign, and they conquered and pillaged one country after another. And what dawned on me 3 to 4 weeks ago, when you look at, I use the word intrinsic value, and at the beginning of the show, perspective, if you look at what they actually conquered in intrinsic value, what the Roman Empire took over that 625 years, it's not even equal to what collective government, federal and local, brings in each year now. So here, the entire Roman Empire, you know, which was in existence for about 625 years, keep in mind the population was much smaller back then, what they brought in over that entire 625 years is not equal, in intrinsic value, is not equal to what collective government today brings in 1 year in the United States. Let that point sink in.
Well, and it's almost like a singularity. The technology and everything is, and the power of the military, the power of transport, the power of, you know, jets and everything else, pretty soon we'll be just be teleporting soldiers and take over countries. I mean, it's like a singularity. It's going to just all of a sudden be one big government, right?
Yeah, well, keep in mind, you're talking a massive, massive amount of wealth. Keep in perspective, you know, like I said, your city, your county, your state's bringing in more money than mine has ever dreamed about. And everybody's heard of the Tower of Babel. You know, in your states, they build a new Tower of Babel, two or three of them a year, which make the original Tower of Babel look like a hobo shanty shack. People have to have perspective.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you have this free-for-all taking place within government, public being entertained off in la-la land with one distraction after another to not look at, and an entire void created in the basics that are fundamental to each and every one of us in our own personal lives, you know, that's why we have the problems, you know, we have right now. And to make things worse, we have primarily 70% attorneys that have jumped into the political structure that are running the entire show in concert with the judiciary to protect them, to make sure that they don't have any consequences for their next wealth acquisition scheme. You know, and, you know, there's so much money being generated and held. And if the, you know, with the public not even looking at the basics, these guys on the inside track have been laughing down to the bank every single day for the last 100 years.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And the public, you know, debt, throwing on the public, debt.
Well,
debt.
You know, like I say often, we still want to live in this history of how things used to be and how the country was founded and all this. We are not in that time anymore. We are in a time of technology and massive profits and wealth just through paper. I mean, it's just not the same.
Yeah, and another important point, which you probably look, I don't know if you've learned this or not yet, Clint, but you know, if you haven't, definitely look at it. The old timers, you know, World War One, World War Two, the ones that were running the show and the Treasury Department and so forth. You know, they, and when the country was being founded at the end of the 1800s and 1700s, they tried to create laws and policies that would protect the American population. You know, to try to focus the wealth into directly benefiting the American population. And over the years, the gangs that have been jumping in the government have circumvented all of the protections that were drafted into, you know, the finances and the financial structure of the United States. I mean, if you go back into 1910, 20s, 30s, 40s, the old timers in government wrote restrictions, especially on government pension funds. They knew that this would amass to, you know, super phenomenal fund bases in each state. They restricted that they could not invest outside of the United States more than 5 or 10% of their capital. Because they knew to have a thriving economy and to benefit the United States, that investment capital should be reinvested in the United States. Well, over the last 3 or 4 decades, they've circumvented all the laws to totally bypass that. And, you know, if they wanted to invest 30%, 40%, 50% outside of the country, they have, and they have done so.
So in other words, we're in the middle of a war fighting imperialists from taking over the world,
we're fighting greed and opportunity unrestrained.
Yeah. And in a short period of time, we became the imperialists and started taking over the world.
Yeah, I mean, just greed and opportunity unrestrained. I mean, when I first started National Disclosure in June of 98, for the next 2 years, I always used to give one example. You know, if your local bank left the doors open over the weekend, all the cash lying on the counter, cameras turned off, you could have 1,000 people walk by, and the front door is wide open. And they look, and they say, hey, bank doors are open. Look, all the cash is lying on the counter, and there's no one guarding it. Now, some would try to close the doors. Some would try to call the bank, saying, you got a big problem here. 65% would mill around outside, saying, should we? And all it takes is 4 or 5 out of 1,000 to walk by, saying, hey, look at all these bozos. You know, they left the cash on the counter, no one guarding it. Look at all these clowns outside. No one's taking it. Let's grab it before somebody else does. And when you let those 4 or 5 out of 1,000 walk in the doors of government 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you get exactly what you have today, greed and opportunity unrestrained. And for them to maintain their game, it's essential to keep the public distracted off in the la-la land with garbage so they never look at the fundamental basics. And keep in mind, this whole game of government, the whole takeover, the whole expansion routine is all fundamental basics. How much cash are they bringing in each year? Total investments held, where they're invested, domestic, globally, you know, they're increasing the take. They're increasing their growth. And it's all basics. And no one is looking because it's an intentionally created void to keep them from looking at
it. All depends on our ignorance, which is why you are here today and why you have spent the lighter part of your lifetime trying to expose this. And then you dragged me into it, darn it.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to do the same, trying to talk some sense into people that hopefully after today's show, and I'll have to have you back, Walter, and I know that your time is precious. But we have to get into your tax retirement funds, and we only have about a minute left.
Oh my God! Let me say something real quick.
Sure.
Okay, I've gotten probably 200-300 calls from college professors, teachers from schools. And after giving the briefing, I said, "Can you picture if you had your eighth grade class?" And you said, "Class, here's our school district's budget report. Here's our school district's comprehensive annual financial report. Let's see if we can spot the differences." That teacher would find her walking paper so damn fast she wouldn't know what hit her.
Well, especially with Common Core standards, that would be a no-no. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Walter,
Can't create a cognitive thought of the basics.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, let's take just real quick, Fred in Michigan, if you're still there, my friend.
Clint, yes, Clint, super stellar, every one of your interviews, and especially Walter. And when Walter returns, I'd like him to maybe give a report on what Andy Gauss and Karen Hudes, K-A-H-U-D-E-S, the World Bank attorney, who said that on deposit at the Bank of Hawaii and other locations, 170,000 metric tons of gold bullion. And then Andy Gauss says, well, we need to assimilate the Federal Reserve operations into the U.S. Treasury, substitute U.S. Treasury notes for Federal Reserve notes, give that back to the Federal Reserve gangster banksters, and, you know, basically kick them out of the country, but repossess the 47 Gulfstream jets and their $2 billion art collection.
Yeah, well, keep in mind, you know, the Congress could change the law at any time it wanted to and basically say that, okay, your gold certificates are now going to be paid back in boogers. I mean, that's what could happen. All right? So, hey, Walter, thanks again, man. We are at the end of our time together, but you will be back because people demand it. Capra1.com is website. Thank you, Walter.
You have a great night there, Clint.
You too, my friend. Take care, folks.
With financial uncertainty.